99.5 KKLA. This is the Frank Sontag Show. As I said a moment ago, for some of us that know God and we call Jesus our Lord and Savior, we still have so much fear in our lives, even though we know that somehow we're not supposed to have that. One of our regular guests that we invite back all the time is a man that knows a lot about the mind and struggles, especially the topic of fear. He's the executive director of Levitt Counseling Centers, and Dr. Mark Baker, welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show on KKLA.
Good to be with you, Frank. It's always good. Glad to be here.
Now, Mark, let's just jump right in. Fear is something that is pretty prominent. Even if you just turn on the television or watch a little of the news, it just seems like, oh my goodness, it's hard to even function in this day and age.
Right.
Talk about fear in general, and then we'll get more specific, especially as it applies to faith.
It's inescapable for us. I mean, God has made us physical beings, and so we have a physical response to life, and fear is that. It's a response to danger. And God's given us this capacity. It's one of the eight most basic emotions, human emotions, that he's given us. It's not a mistake to have fear. It's not a sin to have fear. It is an emotion that we have in response to danger. And all of us feel it. And I think, particularly now at this time, we feel it intensely. The stress of our society, the terrorist reports that we're getting are just terrifying when we see those videos. The Ebola scare, I mean, it is human to have a fear response. And God has equipped us to be able to respond to that response. You know, probably the greatest passage in the whole Bible is in the 23rd Psalm, you know. Yeah, that I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That's a critical passage psychologically, because I think what that passage says is that God will be with us in a way that empowers us to deal with fear. He's built us to be able to deal with fear. But what it does not say is that if you go through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm going to pluck you out of that valley, and I'm going to set you up on a rock over here so you won't have to deal with your fear or even deal with evil. It does not say that. It says that I will go with you through the valley of the shadow of death. So we have now learned in psychology that the most basic tool we have to deal with fear is to reach out to others. We're built to look out for a relationship. And for us as Christians, we know the whole story. We look to God first and then to others to deal with our fear. Because fear makes you want to shrink back. It makes you want to hide. It makes you want to go inward. But if you go outward like you were created to do, you look out up for a creator or out for a connection with other people, that is the best way to deal with your fear. And it's built right into Scripture to tell us that God has equipped us with the ability to deal with our fears, but it's not by hiding, and it's really not by trying to escape your fear either.
Dr. Mark Baker is my guest from Levitt Counseling Centers. You've been with Levitt for how long?
I have been there 34 years now.
So in 34 years, as it applies to the topic of fear, do you counsel this topic more these days, or is this just something that's always been there and we're going to struggle with it, and yet we need to be responsible and faith-filled and really address it?
I would say it's always been there. I think what's different now is that we're more aware of scary things. We have more information. We have the internet now, which puts everything right in our faces. You know, we have televisions where the news is, I mean, we have CNN who's going all over the world and bringing that stuff right into our living rooms. So that's different, where we're now really, really aware of all the scary stuff. And that's the stuff that makes it into the news, you know, the stuff that scares us. And we all know exactly when there's an Ebola case and where it is in the country. And so I would say we have a heightened awareness of the things that scare us. I think humans are basically the same that we've been for the last 30 years, but we've got a lot more information and a lot more reasons to be afraid. I know people now who say, I don't watch the news anymore. I mean, I can't watch it. It's just too scary watching the news. It's gotten that frightening, that sensational. So we're more inundated with scary stuff, I'd say.
So for those of us that say we don't watch the news anymore because it's just too overwhelming, there are many of us that, as you said, we're just afraid about the stresses of life, too, just every day.
Right. People are afraid. People now, I heard a guy say just yesterday, He's afraid of living too long. He's afraid of outliving his resources, you know, because with medical science the way it is now, people are going to live beyond what they've projected their life savings to cover for them. And it's so expensive to live, you know, here in California. The rents here are high. Mortgages are high here. So, yes, people have the fear of just being able to deal with daily life. The divorce rate, obviously, everybody knows, is terrible inside the church as well as outside the church. People are afraid their marriages are not going to make it. We're afraid our kids are going to grow up and they're not going to hang in there in the church and they're going to be sucked away by the power of our society. We're all having to deal with fears. But I want to say again, God has built us to be able to know how to deal with it, but you have to be wise. In Philippians, let's take Philippians 4, you know, where we're told to be anxious for nothing. But God says, but with prayer, make your requests be known to God. I think the point of that passage in dealing with the stuff that makes us anxious or scares us in life, it's not that you should never feel anxiety, but once you do, you know what to do with it. You go to God and you go to others. We're equipped to be relational beings. We're built that way. And if we go in, if we try to isolate, if we try to hide, if we shrink back, you're going against the way you were created to be. And you're not going to deal with your anxiety. You're not going to deal with your fear in the way you were built to do it. We're built to go out, up and out.
Dr. Mark Baker is my guest. Of the many areas that you could come in and share and talk about, fear was one of the ones near the top of the list that we both concurred. Yeah, let's talk about fear.
Right.
And in your practice, in a matter of speaking, in the healing arts, you obviously have a heart to want to share with people, look, you can get through this. You can work it through. You quoted Psalm 23, even though walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with me and your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Speak to some of the points, maybe people listening right now, that have issues with fear, just some general areas that you'd like to share with them about how they can get through it.
Well, one is this. I work a lot with men. And one of the things that I work with is fear in men. And we've now done psychological research to determine what the greatest fear for men in America is. And for the men listening to me right now, the men in America, the greatest fear they have is to appear to be weak.
Wow.
We're terrified that people are going to view us as weak. And so we come up with all these bravado things, these facades. We compete with other men to make sure that we can overpower them. We don't really let our wives in. When we have conflict with our wives, we withdraw. We go into ourselves. And here's probably the biggest thing I work with men. As men confuse being vulnerable with being weak. Those are two
Say
entirely
that again. That's
different
huge.
Things.
Say that again.
It's really important that men confuse being vulnerable with being weak. Those are two different things. And in fact, the source of most weaknesses for men is the inability to be vulnerable. And that results in all kinds of defenses and arrogance and overconfidence and too much drinking and a lot of problems that they get into because they're afraid to be vulnerable. And vulnerable is this, that I'm willing to open my heart and put myself in a position with people that I trust where I can get hurt. That's not mean I'm just going to tell you information and report the facts about my day, but it's me opening my heart and saying, I'm going to tell you the deepest parts of myself and not share with you just my accomplishments and how I'm a winner and I'm on top of everything, but share with you the things that I'm afraid that make me look weak, the things where I'm afraid you might reject me. And you've got to choose wisely who your confidants are. You know, you shouldn't be blurting this stuff out to everybody, but you go first to God and then to the people you trust with an open and vulnerable heart, and in there you find the most powerful way to live. And I deal with this with men all the time. They mistake that. They think, if I'm open myself up to you, it's going to make you think that I'm weak just by being vulnerable. And that is so wrong. It's actually where where people respect us the most. Where the thing that we respect most in other people is their ability to be vulnerable, but it's the thing we fear to do the most in ourselves. So we've got it all upside down. It's really true. When I am weak, he is strong. I mean, we know that principle is true spiritually. It's also true psychologically in our relationships with other people. And I work with men with this all the time, all the time.
Dr. Mark Baker is my guest from LaVie Counseling Centers. And when we continue, we're going to talk more about the issue of fear. Also, Dr. Baker just got back from a trip that he made reference to off the air. He said the word miraculous. We want to hear about what he experienced, what he saw. And also, for those of you listening right now, I want to just reiterate the point. Some of us want to isolate. We think we struggle with something, and I can't call the V Counseling Center. I can't reach out. If anything, that's almost mandatory. We have to reach out. We have to get help. That's why I ask Dr. Baker on all the time. LeVieCounseling.org is their website. If you just think maybe you want to inquire a little bit about the wonderful work they do at LeVie Counseling Centers, go on the website, look around, see if it speaks to you. We'll give you more information about how you can call them directly as we continue. And we pray if you're struggling at all, reach out to LeVie Counseling Centers. This is the Frank Sontag Show on 99.5 KKLA.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Baker. You've heard me say that it's not a sin to be in pain. But if you're seriously struggling in your marriage or fighting with the people you're supposed to love the most, it can feel like it. Listen, the Bible tells us that it rains on both the righteous and the unrighteous. Bad times can fall on good people too. But the Bible also tells us that plans can fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. That's our calling here at the LeVie Christian Counseling Center, restoring broken relationships and healing hurting marriages. If your marriage or family is in pain, call us. God doesn't want you to just survive. He wants you to thrive, and we can help.
LeVie Christian Counseling helps you heal. Call Dr. Mark Baker and his team on our special KKLA helpline, 800-801-5242. LeVie offices are in Pasadena, Santa Monica, and now in Orange County. Call 800-801-5242. That's 800-801-5242.
99.5 KKLA, this is the Frank Sontag Show. Dr. Mark Baker from LeVie Counseling Center is my guest. We're talking about fear and the prominence of it in our world. Doc, before I ask you about your trip that you just returned from, as it applies to fear, we were just talking about a story off the air that was fear-based, and lo and behold, God showed up at the end. Would you address logical and rational fear versus fear that we can work through in our faith, and also in a lot of cases with the help of a wonderful counseling center like LeVie Counseling?
Right. Well, fear is in response to danger, and we're again built by God to have this response, and it happens much faster than our thinking process. The emotional part of the brain is 5 times faster than the thinking part of the brain. So when you're scared, you don't even know the reasons. Usually, you're scared before you can articulate the reasons, and you come up with the reasons later. Well, the problem is in our society today, typically a bear's not going to jump out of the woods, you know, a lion's not going to eat you, but you're having the same response as if it is. And so we're afraid, and we make up reasons for why we're afraid. We often come up with rationalizations to explain our fear, and so there's a lot of unfounded fear in the church and outside the church, just for people in general. And so what we have to do is really ask ourselves the harder question. Okay, what is making me afraid? Now, my first reaction is, oh, this is dangerous. You know, I shouldn't go there. But that might not be accurate. My thinking might not be accurate. And so you really got to dig into your heart and say, what are all my reasons possibly for being afraid here? Maybe this is my own insecurity. Maybe this is my own self-doubt, you know. And I'll tell you this, decisions made on fear are never as good as decisions based on love. And as we all know, fear and love don't go well together. So I think we've really got to dig hard. When I'm afraid, I got to look out for what the danger is, but then now dig hard. What is it that's scaring me? Is it something inside of me, or is it this really this thing out here that I think is scaring me? And we got to be sophisticated now in ways we never had to be before, because usually the lion was pretty obviously the thing I'm afraid of. Our worlds now, they're much more complicated, and our fears are usually more psychological than physical.
Dr. Mark Baker is my guest. Mark, you were telling me when you first walked in the minute we had, you just got back from a trip. You used the word miraculous. And as we're talking about fear, the environment you visited, there's a lot of fear that comes up. Talk about the trip you just returned from and some parts of it you'd like to share with our listeners.
Yeah, a week ago yesterday, I just got back from Angola, Louisiana. And I took this trip there, which I thought was going to be pretty terrifying for me. I went to the largest maximum security prison in the world. There's 6,500 guys who are serving, most of them, life sentences. 90% of the guys there, 85% of the guys there never leave. And the average sentence is 90 years.
Goodness gracious.
This is a place where people don't leave. And I went there because I had learned, and probably some of your listeners already know this, is that the warden there, Burl Cain, is a Christian. And when he went there almost 20 years ago now, he started implementing a Christian approach to life, basically. He calls it moral rehabilitation, but really it's spiritual transformation. But, you know, he can't call it that because he's an employee of the state. But he started treating men there in at that time, the most brutal prison in the country. There were people who were sentenced to Angola who would burst into tears once they found they were going there because it was such an awful place to go. Because in most prisons, when people get sent there, nobody cares. Once they go there, nobody hears from them ever again. They don't care. And so what goes on there, nobody cares. Well, Burl Cain went there, and he said, if I start treating these people as though they are made in the image of God, they're going to start acting differently. And he started implementing policies like, if a guard swears at a prisoner, he loses his job. You must treat these people with respect. I went there, actually, last weekend, I went there for their annual rodeo. And the prisoners put on a rodeo for the community. These guys ride bulls, they ride horses, they fight bulls, they do all kinds of crazy stuff so that they can, for one day in their life, be a hero to a crowd again. And then they spend all year painting things and building things and building rocking chairs and gun cabinets, which I thought was interesting, and all kinds of crafts. And then they sell these things to the people in the community so that they can feel like they're being creative. They're using that again, the image of God to create, which is part of what our image of God is. And what I found was I spent all day in the prison yard with not all the prisoners, but probably about 1,000 of them. And I found the most articulate, loving, kind, generous, sensitive human beings you're ever going to find on the planet. I mean, transformation is miraculous if you treat people in a way in which they were created to be treated. And Burl told me this, that he believes the thing that's transformed the lives most is that he put a Bible college in the prison where these guys can study, they can get college degrees, they can get degrees in Bible and become ordained ministers while they're in prison. And here's the thing, most of them are never going to get out. So the only reason they do this is because it's a better way to live, not because they're going to get any gain from it. It's just it's a better way to live. I mean, it was miraculous. It was really miraculous.
Mark, here's the question that comes up as you share that story. Trying to imagine if that was me going back there, all the fears of the unknown going and then experiencing what I experienced. And since we're talking about fear, talk about your internal fears and how that kind of, I won't say alleviated, transformed is a good word, how that shifted as you began to be in that climate and see and listen to and witness some of these men that have changed their lives completely through God.
Yeah, I had only heard about it. I hadn't witnessed it firsthand, which is why I went. And my wife didn't want me to go. She thought, how could this be a good idea? Wait, you're going to spend all day in a maximum security prison with guys who are never going to get out. So, I mean, how is this a good idea? But I'd read stories, and it was really on my heart. I felt like God wanted me to go because I'm also writing a book on personal transformation. So, I mean, that's the reason I wrote them, to say I wanted to go. But I really just wanted to go. And when I drove up to the prison, I'm parking my rental car, and I look at this huge facility. It's bigger than Manhattan. I mean, it's gigantic. And I started to get nervous, you know, because I don't know anybody there. What am I doing? And I go and I get inside the prison, and I was supposed to meet the assistant warden, and who is a 5-foot-tall woman, by the way, the assistant warden that I was supposed to meet. And I couldn't find her because there were 15,000 people there because people swarm in from the community. And actually, I was pretty anxious because I'm talking with prisoners, and then there's a guy from the community over here. And it took really for me when I finally did meet her and to see that this tiny woman was so respected by these guys. She knew almost all their names when we were walking around. Hi, Kathy, they'd say to her. Hi, Bill. Hi, Bob. And when I saw the interaction between them and to see how normal and how it is supposed to be between people, whatever their background was, it didn't matter anymore. I could see these guys were not the same guys they once were. And the fear kind of went out of me, you know, like the reason to be afraid was gone. I mean, I'm sure there were, and Burl would say this, there are guys there that they don't let get out into that area.
Sure.
You know, he calls them predators. There are people that don't ever get transformed because their hearts are closed. You know, it's like the unforgivable sin. It's the one you never ask for forgiveness for. But for those who open their hearts, transformation is possible. And what hit me is, if these guys can change their lives, what's our excuse? You know, if these guys can go from someone who may have murdered someone to a guy, one guy I talked with had two master's degrees in theology. And he was talking with me about biblical stuff that was as articulate as any graduate student I've ever talked to. If that's possible, then none of us have any excuse. Mm. Transformation is possible.
Mark Baker is my guest. He's the executive director of Levee Counseling Centers. Mark, we've got a minute. Jumping on what you just said, those listening that have struggles, fears, talk about Levee Counseling Centers and how people can reach out and get help through your wonderful organization.
It's why we exist. We're a Christian counseling center, and everybody we hire is a believer. And we exist so that the people of faith can come and get good, sound, psychological help from someone who's a believer. All of our people are professionally trained. They're all either licensed or getting licensed in the state of California. So what we're doing is sound both medically and scientifically, and it's sound biblically because we only hire people who can do that, who can put those two things together. And we wanted to create a safe place where people who are in the church can come and be honest. Because we know they've got marital problems. We know they've got problems with their kids. We know they've got addiction problems. We know it's in the church because we're in the church. You know, and I work with leaders in the church and pastors, and I hear the true stories about what's going on. And we wanted to create a safe place for people to come and tell the truth, because therein lies the healing. Is if you can be honest and vulnerable and talk about the things that you're hiding from everybody else and do that with someone who's competent to counsel you, transformation is possible. Believe me, I know it, because I just spent a weekend with guys who people would say it's impossible for them to be changed, and I've seen it. I believe that with the right kind of counsel, I don't care what your struggle is, what your sin is, what your failing is, we've got people who can help you. I mean, I know it from the inside out.
Dr. Mark Baker is from Levee Counseling Centers. 800-483-9591 is their counseling hotline. 800-483-9591. LeveeCounseling.org is the website. Levee is L-A-V-I-E, LeveeCounseling.org. Also, Dr. Mark Baker, DR, DrMarkBaker.com is his website. Ladies and gentlemen listening to this broadcast, I pray that you will reach out and get some help that you need through a wonderful Christian counseling organization like Levee Counseling Center. Doc Baker, thanks for coming by. Look forward to the next time. Thanks for sharing your story about Angola Prison, and thanks for the wonderful work that you do at Levee.
Thanks, Frank, and thanks for the good work you do, too.
Thank you so much. We'll continue. This is 99.5 KKLA, 99.5 Weather Check from Coca-Cola Refreshments. Sunny and warm, 80s and 90s, overnight lows in the 50s.